Did you see? Cherry blossoms have already blossomed in Seoul. The famous Yeouido Cherry Blossom Festival is slated for next week, but apparently this year's cherry blossoms bloomed 10 days earlier than last year and a whopping 2 weeks earlier than usual. They say it's the second earliest they've bloomed since record-keeping began. If only we could ask the flowers, what's the rush? It is nice to see the gorgeous cherry blossoms earlier than expected, but at the same time, it's a little discouraging too, because they are bound to fall just as quickly as they bloomed. Flowers only do last for so long. So early arrival maybe isn't always that great. Being on time, now that's something that deserves more appreciation. So on that note, thank you all for joining us right on time. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. Now you know it's really spring because that was Busker Busker. They're sort of like the band of spring, and it was one of their many spring songs. 꽃송이가, or Bloom, starting us off today. I swear, even up until, you know, just like 4 days ago, coming into Yeouido, there were only just a few little buds on the bare trees. And today, driving into KBS, boom! It's like they opened up like popcorn, right? Like so quickly. All the trees are starting to bloom. They're not all out yet, but it's pretty close. I was pretty shocked. You know, we already have people taking pictures and selfies of themselves with the cherry blossoms in the background. My, my, my. Other parts of Seoul, apparently they have reached their peak already. I mean, it's not even April. They are so pretty. From far away, I could actually see the mountains near Namsan Tower. Even from far away, they're already purple and yellow. It's nice, but sometimes it's hard not to feel a little bittersweet about their early arrival because, well, one thing, they're going to be gone so quickly, right? Another thing is it's a reminder that, yes, the patterns that we are used to in the climate that we once knew are definitely no longer. It's definitely a real thing that's going on, I believe. So I think it gives us a new appreciation, right, for things that are right on time and expected, right? Well, here at OFD, anytime you join us is the right time. So thank you all for being here, as always, right on time, on your time. I hope you have all had a great weekend and now are having a great Monday. Let's get this week started with our global roll call. Tell me where you are and what you're doing right now. And send in any song requests that you might have, as well as, of course, your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything. Are cherry blossoms in bloom where you are? I've been seeing some social media pictures from my friends. I think parts of the eastern United States definitely have already started blooming. Are they earlier or later than usual? Like, what is the normal blossoming time where you are? Is there anything else that made you notice that the climate is changing? Nothing's too trivial to share. Anything goes. You can message me on Kong, right on the message boards, on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day, or on facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you are streaming us via YouTube at youtube.com/KBS World Radio Service, you can leave your messages there as well. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message to sharp 8150 A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. In part two of today's show, we'll be joined by music critic Youngdae Kim for our look into the world of K-pop from the outside. For our K-pop Inside Outside segment, I hope you guys join us. Stay tuned for that. I will be back with today's Where Are You after this. Here is Jeongyeop with 왜 이제야 왔니? Why did you come now? One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, where it's currently 5:20, let's see, one more second, 3 p.m. as I speak. And the weather is not as warm as I thought it would be. I thought it would take an uptick, but it feels a little chillier than it actually is. And yeah, those cherry blossoms, though, making us feel like time is just slipping away from us. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It is our global roll call time, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to right now. Aside from listening to the radio, of course, it is time for Where Are You? Listener, here I am, 0203 writes, 안녕하세요, DJ Lena. I'm on my way home from work. I want to go home and lie down so bad. 오늘도 화이팅입니다. Oh, yes, don't you just want to, like, throw your bag down on the floor, take those socks off, and, yeah, just kind of take a little quick cat nap? Well, hope you get to do so. Minmi Jung writes, 언니, did you have a good weekend? During Saturday's Earth Hour, my kids and I turned off all the lights at home and laid down in the living room to chat and to listen to music. We made requests, and when I played your songs, the kids guessed the titles. 1 hour went by so quickly. I think I'll have Earth Hours more often. But right now, I am at a coffee place by my home. I'm having a coffee with a heap of shoe cream on top and listening to music while drawing. It is my complete healing hour. Now, it's time to go pick up the kids. Oh, nice. I love how you are taking care of yourself there, right? Giving yourself your healing hours, going out for some coffee and listening to some music and drawing. That sounds quite idyllic. Sounds very fantastic. Well, I hope that you got healed up and you'll have energy for picking up your children. Taipei Warren writes, hello, DJ Lena. I'm sending a quick hello to my favorite DJ and my buddies from Rotterdam. It's so cold here. Oh, no. Can you imagine seeing snow during springtime? Last time when I was in Houston, I brought so many jackets thinking that it'll be cold, but it turned out that the weather was much hotter than Malaysia. This time, I didn't bring that many jackets, and I nearly froze to death and ended up buying winter jackets here. Anyway, despite the cold, I am enjoying the view here. I hope you have an awesome live airing today. I'll catch you in the reruns. Oh no, it sounds like my trip to Los Angeles. I thought, well, Southern California, there's never cold over there. Right now they're still having tornado warnings and excessive floodings and storm after storm and rain and cold and, ooh gosh, I brought 3 jackets there and I wore them all at once. I just layered them all on top of each other. Well, I hope you stay warm. It's worth it to just buy those jackets. Just be warm. Don't freeze to death. Ian King writes, hello, DJ Lena. Did you have a happy birthday and weekend? Well, I'm recovering after my eye surgery last week. I'm already feeling healed as I'm writing this at the thought of hearing your voice. 오늘도 화이팅! 많이 사랑해요. Well, congratulations on recovering. I hope the surgery went well. I had a very good birthday. I did not really expect a lot from this birthday, but wow, just felt a lot of love. And yeah, it was just very unexpectedly nice. Yes, absolutely. But birthday aside, I worked all weekend. What are you talking about? I'm busy. No rest for the wicked. All right, let's look at song requests. This request comes from Esther Huang, who wrote in during a rerun of Thursday's show. This is my first time knowing that there is a KBS World Radio and that you are a DJ. I just realized now that I am listening to music that has a title related to or contains day. So please play I Use Someday. Thank you. All right, well, welcome. I'm so sad that you didn't find out about us earlier. But better late than never. So welcome to KBS World Radio. We've got a few good programs out there for you. Thanks for joining one fine day. Hope you guys continue to join in and hope we hear from you again soon. And our second request comes from Joy Joy, who writes, I'm at the office again. Don't magnolias usually bloom a little before cherry blossoms? I've already seen cherry blossoms in full bloom here and there, but I don't think I've seen any magnolias yet this year. It's still cold, too. Climate change is so strange. But anyway, spring flowers are pretty. So pretty. I want to request Cool's All For You. All right, nice romantic song going on there. Yes, the cherry blossom, the magnolia, everything's just all confused and mixed up. What's going on? The magnolias are supposed to bloom first, then drop off. Then the cherry blossoms are supposed to be like a little later, but everything is all mixed and mashed up, right? It is pretty strange. The weather is very confused. The earth is very confused. Poor climate. All right, let's listen to these two song requests. First up, IU with Someday. And after that, Cool with All For You. 'That was Cool with All For You. And before that, we heard IU with her song Someday. Alicia White wrote, Lena, how was your birthday weekend? I enjoyed your little conversation with Stella on languages last Thursday. I gave it some thought, and perhaps it's not that French is any harder to learn than Japanese or Korean for English speakers, but rather, the expectation that it'd be similar to English throws us off guard. Back in my uni days, it was mandatory for everyone to take a language for at least a semester. And French was one of the most popular languages, yet had one of the highest attrition rates. Reason being, those who weren't particularly passionate about foreign languages would take French, thinking that it would be similar enough to English and therefore an easier option, only to get confused by the similarities instead. Whereas people with a naturally English-speaking brain are more likely to learn Korean or Japanese pronunciation and grammar with no assumed knowledge, the way a baby learns. Interesting. A little bit of a debatable. Taking French, thinking it's similar to English, is totally not the right thing to do because they don't even have the same base, right? French is a romantic language. If anybody wants to learn a language that's very similar to English, you have to learn German because we have the same Germanic base. So you find a lot of easy things going on there. Lots of parallels, grammar's the same. Conjugation is different or similar. But an English speaker trying to learn an Asian language, I don't know. They can come into it with no assumed knowledge, but if they're adults, it's much harder because they're not a baby and it's actually physically really hard to form your muscles to pronounce things correctly. I know this from personal experience that it is pretty hard after the age of 6 to fully be able to pronounce perfectly a language unless you have a year for it, right? But yeah, it's interesting. If you go in with an assumption for one way or another, Sure, it might be difficult. Actually, her Chinese is easier to learn for English speakers because the grammar is the same. Listener, I'm Kelly writes, it seems being lazy isn't always a bad thing, especially for this transitional season. During this time of the year, all of my four-season clothes are out in the closet. My place is extremely messy. However, on a day like today, when the lowest temperature dips near zero, my laziness can be beneficial because I can wear my winter coat. It's true. It's just so confusing right now. I get so confused when I'm trying to dress for the day. I'm sure everybody's feeling the same way. I'm like, okay, I don't feel like I should really bundle up, but why do I feel cold? All day today, right before I left the house, I'm like, should I wear long underwear? Should I not? I couldn't decide. So I decided to just go long underwear on top and on the bottom. But now my legs are cold. And I really want to bring out my puffy jacket. I really wanted to bring out. But I just brought out the winter coat. But now I'm regretting it. It's cold. All four season clothes are out in the closet. That's for sure. Listener Kong 1243-39695 writes, I saw in the news a few days ago that it was the earliest spring flowers have bloomed in 102 years. Wow. It's nice to see pretty flowers, but it is truly all because of climate change. You. Really, 102 years. Seriously, it's like we're almost on the level of like tectonic plates shifting, are we not? Yeah, I guess we just gotta be ready for anything. Forever Lena writes, so many cherry blossoms have bloomed over the weekend, so I hope you are enjoying spring to its fullest. Climate change aside, it's pretty. Let's enjoy it. Good message there. And Forever Lena wants to listen to Pomna, so we will listen to that all for our next song break. Here is Son Yushide, Girls Generation with Pomna. How great is your love? Pomna 같은 미소에 온 세상이 환해져요. 날 다시 또 꿈꾸게 해요. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener Jong Songa writes, yesterday was my daughter's birthday. We had a birthday party to wrap up the parade of March birthdays. The joy of gift giving is a source of happiness in and of itself. Woo-wee, that is truly a lot of March birthdays. Definitely so. My gosh, we have a lot of March birthdays around us as well, right? Just in my company, me and my two CEOs were all born 9 days apart in March. Isn't that crazy? Today is, in fact, the birthday of none other than Mr. Kim Johan. Happy birthday to my friend, Johan Oppa, my friend and my brother, my most favorite samba in the world. Chungsook 72 writes, DJ Lena, did you have a good weekend? I had myself a spring cleaning session over the weekend. I feel refreshed, perhaps because I now get to greet in spring with a cleaner vibe. Let's all have a great week and a spring-like mood. Oh, you're the opposite of some of us who have all four seasons of clothes out in our closets. Yeah, I know, I gotta get to that spring cleaning. I'm sure I'll feel better, but just no time, like not even a little bit of time. I just don't know how to even fill up the days. There's not enough days in the week for me right now. Too busy. So glad that you are able to get to that and feel very refreshed and feel like I can get a nice little fresh new mini start. All right, listener 2737 writes, 안녕하세요, 제리입니다. On weekends, I go to the supermarket with my wife to buy the week's worth of food. I don't make a list like you do, but we put in the cart what we usually have, like a routine, and just look around as if we're taking a walk and add to the cart whatever we feel like at the moment. But this week, we noticed that we bought noticeably less food. It seems we had too much to eat for brunch before going to the market, and so weren't really inclined to get as much food. From now on, I think I should either list up or eat before going grocery shopping to prevent overspending. Today's picture makes me want to request the song 사랑과 우정사이. I'd like any version of the song. Alrighty. Yes, definitely. One of the big cardinal rules that you can't break is never go to the supermarket hungry. Just don't do it. I'm surprised you didn't already know that. But yes, you want to fill up and definitely just be really full when you go to the supermarket, and you will noticeably buy less. Well, thank you for letting us know. For any listeners who didn't know that great life tip, now you know. All right. We picked Pinocchio's version. I hope that's good. Let's all listen. Pinocchio with 사랑과 우정 사이, between love and friendship. 2 different, but not entirely. 2 different songs from 2 different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. 1 K-pop track and 1 non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. And today we will listen to 2 songs about flowers. Naturally, flowers are all on our minds here in Seoul today. We'll start with the K-pop song Flower by Classicwhy. This group heralded the new beginning of Korea's electronic pop scene with their 2004 debut, showing off a very unique, sophisticated sound. In fact, their debut album, entitled Instant Pig, was listed as one of the greatest 100 albums of Korean music. Their song Flower was one of the tracks on that very album, and it starts like this. For a long while I stood waiting for you. I'll be here so that if you happen to think of me, you can come back to me. Although the leftover reality has given you scars and painful memories, can't you come back? Is it too late? Couldn't you just say that this was a joke? Oh, let's hope that it was a joke. All right, and for our non-K-pop song, we will listen to Flower by American singer-songwriter Johnny Stimson. Known for his rough voice, that's somehow soft at the same time. He's actually quite well known here in Korea, not only because his song Gimme Gimme was featured on a TV ad, but also partly because BTS's V was seen singing one of his songs on a live broadcast. Flower was that very song in question. It was a part of his 2021 album of the same title. Now here's a bit of its lyrics. What if I can't get you out of my thoughts? What if my seasons don't change? What if you forget to forget me not, and we fade away? You're my little flower blooming in the night, only for an hour. The northern lights, my Casablanca sweetheart, nectar so divine. Baby, you're the best part of my life. Well, that's really interesting. A flower that is blooming just for 1 hour in the night. That's how precious you are, how special you are. Let's listen to these 2 flowery songs back to back right now. Flower by Classicwhy, followed by Flower by Johnny Stimson. That was Johnny Stimson with Flower, and before that, Classicwhy with Flower. Those were our parallel universe songs of the day. All right, in part 2 of today's show, we will be outsourcing some outsiders' outstanding understandings of the outrageously complicated world of K-pop with help from music critic and ethnomusicologist Young Dae Kim for this week's K-pop Outside. So let me wrap up part one first real quick with one more song. Here is 공유로비 with 3월이 좋아, My March featuring 다원. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In just a moment, we will get an expert outsider's view into the world of K-pop with music critic Youngdae Kim, so I hope you don't change that channel. But first, a quick song break before we get started. Here are the solutions with Love Again.
Love, oh love. 이미 새파랗게 질려버린 내 마음 녹여줄 그대에게
The world of K-pop is ever changing, ever evolving. You think you're keeping up, but all it takes is a blink of an eye before you find yourself playing catch-up. Fortunately, we know some people in the know, experts who can help us stay on track by sharing secrets from the inside, as well as their well-trained views from the outside. It is K-pop Inside Outside. K-pop Inside Outside is a segment designed to help us keep up to date and learn a little bit more about K-pop from two different points of views. Today, to share his views from the outside, we have music critic Youngdae Kim joining me in the studio for K-pop Outside. Welcome back!
Hi!
How have you been?
I'm the outsider. I'm doing
you
good.
You are actually very insider to me.
Yeah, I believe
you
so.
You are a very insider
I believe
to me.
So.
But you're looking from the outside perspective, a fair, objective perspective.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it is really difficult task, knowing all the stories from inside.
Right, and trying to
but
separate.
But having the outside point of view, like you mentioned,
right.
You know, as a critic,
yes.
But also as a music fan,
right.
You know.
That's true.
But it feels good because, you know, being a music critic, mm-hmm. You know, kind of situation where you know all the stuff.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, you might have a, I don't know, less romantic views.
Right, that's true.
On music.
Get a little jaded.
I know all these stuff.
You
I know where it's going.
Too much of the ins and outs.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You know, the song is not really actually about love. It's about, you know, someone.
Right.
You know,
all the
something like that. Something like
yeah.
that. So, I kind of consciously, you know, try to remind myself.
Right.
You know, maintaining.
The objectivity that
yeah,
you need.
Yeah, objectivity, but kind of. Being romantic about music.
Not letting it music lose its mysticism.
You know, I'm quoting Billy Bean, the general manager of Oakland A's,
uh-huh.
You know, baseball management.
Right.
You know, how can you not, you know, being romantic about baseball? You know,
right.
but that's me. You know,
yeah.
I'm always trying to be in a position,
mm-hmm.
You know, feeling romantic
yeah.
about music.
Well, that's a good attitude to have. Even people like me who started out doing music because it was my passion, it's really hard to sometimes, you have to remind yourself, wait, this was something that I love to do, right? Because now it's work.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes you're like, ugh.
As a kid, I read all the stuff about music, you know, the Beatles and the stories.
Yeah.
All the stories make you wonder.
Yeah.
Make you curious about music. Like, hey, mm-hmm. You know, Paul McCartney write this song
right.
in a dream.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Woke up,
right.
playing piano, playing the main melody of mm-hmm. the Yesterday, and the song title at the time was Scrambled Egg.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
We don't know mm-hmm. whether it's true or not,
mm-hmm.
but the idea,
yeah.
you know, that
yeah.
kind of romantic idea
right.
about composing songs, singing a song. Hey, Lena, you mm-hmm. you sing that song. You, mm-hmm. you nailed it, and that was just a one take.
Right.
And
did
you have that kind of like a wonderful, like almost miraculous moment? You know, singing just one take, and you nailed it.
Yes, I did.
What was it?
Mia.
Oh.
I sang that almost in one take. I think it took like 30 minutes. And I was super happy with it. Composer Hwang Sung-jae was super happy with it. But then a week later, we got a call from lyricist Yoon Jong-shin.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not happy with it.
what's not so happy about it?
He's very picky about pronunciation and the way, because of it's his lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go in and fix some of the parts that he didn't like.
So you guys didn't.
So it was almost a one take.
But you guys didn't use that the first take.
We used some of it.
Oh, okay, okay.
So yeah, we mixed it up. We went in and matched tones.
See, this is it.
Yeah, this is the fun stuff. I guess it wasn't fun for me. I was really annoyed that I had to redo it.
Yeah. It's just nothing to do with today's stuff. But yeah. Your episode reminded me of one song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Lionel Richie's composition.
Yeah.
The song, sung by Kenny Rogers, Lady.
Lady. Yeah.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Didn't write the second verse
while
it was recording.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean the before the
right before the recording.
So Lionel Richie wrote it, inside the toilet.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
So in the bathroom.
Right. Of the studio.
Yeah.
Just really quickly.
Yeah. Just. Just an instant lyrics.
I love that.
But it was. Yeah, it was
amazing.
So good.
Lahav 82, J.S. Jerry 76, Kim Ji-soo, all right. Young Ha, welcoming you back. And
hi.
For no reason at all, J.S. Jerry 76 would like to know which season is your favorite season.
Winter.
Yeah, winter.
I'm a winter kid.
Winter kid.
Yes.
Korean winters?
I
mean, that's what you're used to.
Yeah.
That is what formed your idea of winter, is the Korean winters.
Well, winter in Seattle didn't really feel like legitimate winter.
Uh-huh. Well, because you're used to the hardcore winter.
Snow.
Yeah.
Kind of dry, chilly weather.
Yeah.
Seattle's kind of lukewarm winter for me.
Very wet.
Yeah.
Winter guy.
What?
Winter Yongdae. I see a...
What about you? Your favorite season?
Summer,
okay.
But I'm from LA, so isn't it obvious?
Yeah.
I like wearing tank tops and shorts, I don't mind being hot. I don't get toita, bring it on.
That's good. I envy you.
The summer
hot weather really makes me.
But the Korean summers are really hard
because of
the humidity. Yeah, I just can't take it. Hey, I see a little bit of a theme today, but not from the first one. Not from the first one. I think your theme was inspired by the second track.
Yeah,
but these are two new tracks. One of our first new track.
I think you see.
I see it. I see it.
Yeah. I think you kind of see my kind of thought process here.
Yes, your
thought process. I picked two new songs.
Right.
Kind of related. Not directly related, but the mood.
Yeah.
You know, the warm songs.
Yes.
That would fit perfectly to this kind of weather.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yes.
Yeah. So first one is Wonshitein.
We all love
Wonshitein.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to his songs recently, I realize it's his voice actually.
Yeah.
That is singing. You know what I mean? It's not the detailed technique.
Uh-huh.
It's not really. It's hard to explain, but I. Whenever I listen to his songs, his voice and kind of little bit of kind of detailed choice of his voice.
Right. Little things
that he's actually singing.
He's actually singing. No, that's absolutely
he's
right.
He's not really singing like you sing it.
No, but it's a different kind of.
Yeah, but the
it is 창법.
Yeah.
It is vocal technique.
Yeah, but that's very modern idea of singing.
He knows how to use his voice.
Right?
Yes, he knows.
And it's a blessing. I mean, just using his voice, but using the kind of detailed
the right tone. Inflection, tone,
I'm not sure it is really his conscious voice
or not,
but it's always working.
A little bit of both.
Yeah,
is it a new single or did
new
he release?
Single. Yeah, okay, just so one song.
And it's called Single. Simple.
Yeah, single. This one was just written and composed by Wonstein,
mm-hmm.
and it's such a warm, you know, feeling good,
oh,
kind of retro
nice.
Song as always. But the arrangement was, uh-huh. was done by Sloan and who's the guy? The
mm-hmm.
Zion T.
Oh, wow.
So you can definitely see,
I can see
two different kind of sides.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely hear Wonstein's just great melody and
right.
lyrics. That cute.
Right, very cute.
Really, I don't know. It's
so cute.
It's really detailed. I mean,
yes.
It's just a...
It's a little bit of... I mean, just a little bit of Aegyo, just enough.
It's silly. It's kind of silly. And it doesn't really tell you really the important thing.
Right,
it is very personal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really always successfully captures the kind of little emotion, the
right.
tiny emotions of all
yes.
who are falling in love. Yeah,
that's
who
true.
Anyone who
Aww,
are falling in love. So
sweet.
This is just such a cute song.
Oh, I love this guy.
Yeah, you would instantly fall in love.
Fall in love.
Yeah,
let's fall in love with Wonstein.
Yeah, single.
It's his new single entitled Single.
혼자일 때도 괜찮았었지 생각해보면 조금 버거웠어
That was Single by Wonstein.
Einstein? Relativity.
I always call him Wonstein.
Wonstein, yeah.
Which is the Korean pronunciation.
Right, Wonstein.
Because I think it's just cuter.
Yeah, and it's also a kind of German way.
And it is Einstein, right?
Einstein.
It is Einstein, so
right.
it is Wonstein.
Wonstein.
So cute.
So cute.
Yes. And you hear a lot of Zion T in front
yes.
of there as well.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for
yes.
sure.
But, I mean, they did a lot of stuff together. I mean...
That's right.
Yeah. Even
There's a lot of cross...
Right.
Back and forth. Yeah,
right.
I agree. That's true. Definitely.
And Wonstein is already 27. I don't believe that. he's so cute to...
He is so cute.
To be 27.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but you definitely see what I was talking about. You know, his voice and just a little detail.
Yeah.
And, you know, how he, you know, he's phrasing certain point. I mean.
Absolutely. And then sometimes there was this moment where he was trying to hit this high note, but he can't really hit it really
well.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So he just does it.
Something
sort of
like that.
Sort of like that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that was Wonstein, and it's his new single. It's cute.
Adorable.
Definitely, adorable. It's got a little bit of the retro going on
yes,
in there.
Yes,
and
ding,
ding, yeah, ding. Yeah, the little cowbells.
Yeah, 80s.
In the 80s. Cool stuff. Good for, a spring playlist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And our second song was also, this is actually from, they released an album, right?
No,
is it just a single? Oh, okay.
Yet.
Sure.
I'm not sure they're going to release a new album.
Maybe this is a lead up to an album.
Maybe.
Right? It's been a while, has it not?
Yes.
We're talking about the
Peppertones.
Peppertones.
Yes.
Peppertones.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these days,
mm-hmm.
the indie rock, the theme of youth,
mm-hmm.
you know, the guitar pop, you know,
right.
that kind of jingle.
Yes, yes.
You know, jingle kind of sound.
Uh-huh.
Everyone does it. But at the time of early 2005, 2006, 2007,
yeah.
at the time, these were the people who actually started that kind of
mm-hmm.
modern
like
dance.
I want to say that the Peppertones gave way. They were the father
yeah.
of a small subgenre like
right.
Soran.
Yes.
Like this kind of music is... Really, it started with the Peppertones.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Peppertones. Yeah, they're the one who started it, and as soon as I heard this song "Freshman,"
yeah,
I can just see it from the title itself, "Freshman."
Yeah, yeah.
It's so Peppertones,
yeah,
right?
It is.
And I can even before I listen to it,
mm-hmm.
I was able to hear it.
Right.
You know that guitar, you know, running rhythm.
Right.
The idea of starting a new day,
yeah.
and just
from the name,
yes, just
you
from
could
the
already
name.
Hear kind of the,
yeah.
the like. And what would you say is the Peppertones sound? it's hard to pinpoint, right? They're energetic.
Oh, energetic.
And okay, freshmen, they're always very positive.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got deep, dark stuff going on, and their lyrics are complex. But at the end of the day, they want to have a positive spin.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah, that's
it's like their world philosophy, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's very, you know, Peppertones type of music. And remember the freshman years in college?
Yes.
How was it?
Fun.
Why you have that kind of face when you said fun?
You know, one of my favorite parts about freshman year was that I got to buy my own groceries. I didn't have to ask my mom if I can buy
What's so special about it?
Because I could buy ice cream. And it didn't have to be generic brand. I could buy the expensive one if I wanted to. You know, like, hey, Mom, can I buy these chips? No. Can I buy these? No. Can I buy pop? No.
Right? So you can buy whatever you want without any permission.
I gained like 15 pounds.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's so fun. Especially the ice cream. I think I bought a pint of ice cream, like 5 pints, one for every day. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, moms, they would buy some,
always the generic brand, because it's expensive, and it's not even nutritional.
Generic, Safeway, QFC brand, or Dryers, or whatever.
Yeah, I always wanted, like, the fancy ones, right?
Yeah. Small, you know, same price, but you got a small one, right?
Small, tiny one, exactly, you'd get the tubs, right? Because it was economical. We were a big family. Mm-hmm. There's 5 people in our family. But anyhow, freshman.
For me, being a freshman was, you can call.
Yeah.
You can use the telephone whenever you want.
That's a good one, too.
You don't need a permission.
You don't even need permission.
No.
You can just call.
Yeah, I can call. I can call whoever I want.
Whenever I want.
Whenever I want.
That was...
Even midnight, noon, in the morning, whenever.
That's amazing. That's hilarious.
Youngdae.
Get off the phone.
Dinner
already.
Time. Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. Phone.
Yeah.
Calling.
It's true. Remember, you don't have to hide under your sheets or something to, secretly talk
to
your friend.
That felt so good.
I think that's what Peppertones is trying to capture. Let's check it out. It's their new single called Freshman. Peppertones with The Freshman. I was talking about, I really feel like Peppertone fans, this is a song that they really would have been glad to have heard. Something new and yet something familiar.
This is exactly the type of songs they always want. I mean, sometimes it's just unfair.
It is a little unfair because then you get caught in that typecasting. I mean, you want to do something different.
That's my biggest complaint for every situation in music, you know.
Absolutely. The listener want and what does the artist want?
Hey, listener, you are constantly evolving, right?
Yes.
You are growing. You have kids. You're married.
Right, yes.
But you still want your
same thing. You still want Peppertones' Chungchun.
I don't know. But...
yeah.
I always feel about it.
The next songs you brought in, were they inspired by the Peppertones?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And also, I talked about my, you know, I was able to call whenever I want.
Right. Yeah, your freedom.
Yeah, your freedom as a freshman. Yeah. And
on our chat, I noticed that as we were talking about our freshman experiences, somebody started laughing and saying, Tiger Moms.
Tiger Moms.
Oh,
Tiger
Mom. Hey, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right. And church as well.
Yes, church. Church, big thing. from the Peppertones, your mind just went naturally to this band.
To their 선배님.
Yes. Going a little bit back now.
Yeah. Predecessors. And also... Mm-hmm. These are the guys who are from kind of almost like a similar background, which is the internet.
Right.
PC.
Right.
PC communication.
PC communication. PC communication era.
Yeah.
The dial-up era. Yes.
Don't use the kind of archaic words here.
Yes.
Dial-up. So you,
that's,
you actually
literally
used,
what it was, though.
Used telephone line, modem.
Modem.
Yeah.
To dial up.
To dial up.
You're literally calling the internet.
Yeah. So you, yeah, this is nonsense. But you have to, you got to call the service.
Right.
You know, usually the five-digit numbers mm-hmm. Or just yeah. Seven digits.
To log in.
So yeah. You have to log in, you know, dial up.
Right.
Then you have a kind of connection.
Like, you are connected to the internet now. There you go. Yes. Which meant
you were connected.
Yeah. You know, if I grew up in Korea, I think I would have been a maniac Deli Spice fan. They're so cool.
Right.
They were doing it. They were doing it. And this, I love this song. I'm so glad you brought this one in. It is 항상 엔진을 켜둘게. Is it your favorite, maybe?
Yeah. Well, definitely one of my favorites. And this is probably one of the best title. I mean, that
Me
best title is in music.
In English, too. Yeah. I'll keep the engine running for you.
The idea,
come on,
right?
What a good idea.
Idea.
Yeah.
Just
brilliant.
You can say like a, you can say a whole book
yes.
with it just one line.
One line.
I always keep the engine running.
I'll always keep
and,
it.
And they're the first generation of this PC 통신 music indie movement.
Alternative rock.
Like Chaurim, Crying Nut, and I'll introduce the song later, but Onyinei Balgwan, and Noise Garden.
Yes. They're, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was not even a musician, but I was one of them. I was one of the kind of music people at the time.
Right.
You know, we share CDs, you know, borrow CDs from everyone.
Yeah.
We listen to literally all kinds of music.
Yes.
Like trip hop. Shibuya K.
Right? Yeah, I remember that.
And
drum
YouTube.
And bass.
Yeah, drum and bass.
Yes, and then
jungle.
Western rock. Yeah, absolutely.
It was such a wonderful period. Yeah. I mean,
a lot of different genres.
A lot of different
melding.
Genres coexisting under a title, modern rock or alternative.
Alternative.
So this so these four groups or three groups are the kind of Korean modern rock giants and kind of forefathers of Korean modern rock. And yeah, you see influences these days everywhere.
I like it. I like the little switch up in genre today. We're going to go and explore a little bit of where did alternative really start? And we're going to listen to the giants, the giants in the scene. Deli Spice was pretty much, I think, one of the first who really,
first
you could call purely an alternative
yes.
rock.
Yes, they did a lot of different stuff.
They
alternative,
did.
Garage.
Yeah,
you know,
they did hard rock too.
Yeah, hard rock as well, and purely electronic music as well.
Absolutely, but this is one of their signature songs, and definitely one of my personal favorites. And Youngdae, so please enjoy. 항상 엔진을 켜둘게. I'll always keep the engine running by Deli Spice. That was Deli Spice with 항상 엔진을 켜둘게. I'll always keep the engine running. Kim Jisoo's asking what a modem is.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay, well, that's what the internet is for because I don't want to run out of time to talk about the next band.
Oh, my God. There's a PC part. Yes. Called modem.
There is a modem. Yes. Now, there before Wi-Fi routers existed.
Before?
Yes, it is a dial-up
modem. I mean, way before Wi-Fi.
Way before.
It's before the...
LAN. Before LAN. Okay, all right. So we need to stop because we are getting older and older and older every word we say. Our next band is...
Sisters Barbershop.
Oh,
another legendary indie... You know, PC 통신 indie movement giant. So here's the thing. So there's a lot of these guys. Mm-hmm. Most of these guys were not actually musician at the time.
Okay.
Well, they're amateur.
Right.
You know, they play some guitar.
Yeah.
But you when you think of modern rock, it's not heavy metal and hard rock. So it doesn't really require a
lot of technique.
A lot of techniques.
You just like got to know six chords.
If you can play
six chords,
money chords, and sometimes three chords, you would get some good music, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the lyrics are important. So a lot of these guys were actually writers, rather than kind of super skilled musician.
Right.
So they talked a lot.
Yes.
They posted a lot.
Sometimes they had lots of thoughts, deep thoughts.
It was just all bluffs and lies sometimes. 언니들 말하는 is a prime example.
Oh.
They were formed before they actually formed. I mean, what I mean by that is they
were like talking
they
about
made
it?
A group. Yeah. They made group.
On
but
chat
it
boards?
Didn't really exist.
They didn't really exist.
They have a band name.
They made their band name.
They were even in a radio show with that band name.
Before they wrote a
Nobody knows
before
any
they
music.
Recorded no. a single song.
No, no, I mean before they even trained as a musician.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's possible?
Yeah.
Wow. And
Lee Seok-won, the leader, Anime Ibar Ban. He didn't know how to play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he played some like
a little bit.
Little bit, but he didn't even know how to play guitar properly.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But he just bluffed about it. He made a band.
Right.
So he said, I'm in a band.
Okay.
It will change the history of music forever.
Okay.
That's Only Neighbor One. But with no music.
With no music.
And
to back that.
Yeah, but he
and no band yet.
No band yet.
Wow.
And
that's pretty old.
But eventually he became one of the greatest modern indie rock band of all time, the leader of these band, this band, 언니네 이발관.
And they're very revered, even included always on the list of the 100 top
Myeongban
list, best albums of Korean music list. I mean, it's just pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that was their route. That's so funny.
Yeah, but isn't that amazing? I mean, when we look at the history of pop music, rock music, you know, UK and US, we always, you know, joked about, you know, talked about, you know, how certain bands are, you know, met together in a barbershop or some I don't know, some adult store or something like that. Formed a group in it, but they didn't know how to record a song.
Sure.
And, you know, Pet Shop Boys and everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and they
just
kind of, they didn't have no idea what they doing, but that is what turned them, because they didn't know, do it by the book. They didn't follow the manual.
Exactly.
This is how to write a song. They just kind of went by their feel, and then something so creative came out of that.
That's why it is called modern rock, alternative, indie.
Alternative. An alternative way of doing things.
Yes.
An independent way of doing things.
Yeah. Exactly the opposite of AOR.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
Album-oriented rock.
Yes, exactly.
You know, LA studio musicians and things like that.
And all the technical musicians, the virtuosic musicians. All right. And let's check it out. Finally, the band happened. And this is an example of one of their music. It's 순간을 믿어요, Believe in the Moment by 언니네 이발관, Sisters Barbershop. Believe in the Moment by 언니네 이발관 Sisters Barbershop.
From 2004.
Gosh, 2004.
It sounds still
it
very
sounds
modern.
It sounds so modern.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like someone could have totally released this yesterday.
Yes.
Absolutely. So creative.
And the I mean, we recently talk a lot, not we, you and I, but people these days, talk a lot about millennials.
Yes.
Y2K, early 2000s.
Right.
And this is it. This is the type of music, you know, I usually listen to and my friends and at the time millennials.
At that time,
Yeah,
absolutely.
So this is kind of thing we grow up listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing. We talked about
how
Lee Seok-won.
I was like, so I guess he learned how to play guitar eventually, and apparently he learned from another musician.
Yeah, before releasing the first album of 언니네 이발관. So he was desperate, right?
Yeah.
So
he's got this band.
Yeah.
He's got to hurry up. And
so he got a lot of, you know, friends. Yeah. Deli Spice, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got a huge, like, huge music fans, like
community.
A music nerd in a community.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Yoon Byung-ju from Noise Garden was the one who taught him how to play guitar properly.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And in the Noise Garden itself, it was a legendary, another legendary, very noisy.
Noisy.
Yeah, grunge. Yeah.
Very grungy.
Like a group.
Interesting.
And, yes. So.
And what about our next group?
My Aunt Mary.
Yeah.
Mm. My Aunt Mary was the most successful commercially.
Kind of, yeah, mainstream.
Mainstream.
Got a lot of attention, mainstream.
And
with this song.
Yes, with this album, especially.
Just Pop. Okay.
Yeah, My Aunt Mary's third album, Just Pop, was easily one of the most, you know, favorite indie albums of all time, and most kind of, you know, just I forgot the word. I don't know why. But I mean, many indie musicians after it was just a staple.
It was a staple in your library.
Right.
It was a staple of what you learned to cover.
Right.
When you wanted to become a musician, a rock musician.
The mood, the idea, you know, the genres they picked, and how they arranged the songs, and they were just they were like the indie pop stars at the time.
Yeah.
You know, leader Jung Sun-young, who was a wonderful songwriter, Thomas Cook. He had such a different and a wonderful and charming vision of music. You know, they were not just indie music.
Right.
They're technically indie, but he always had this very kind of the songs that were very accessible, you know, to a lot of different
That's
fans.
A really good word
not just not just indie music
not
or
just
rock
indie music fans.
Fans
or modern rock fans, but
so,
it just universal appeal.
So he was a guy who always wondered why we just categorize ourselves in just one genre or one word. You know,
he
was just sick and tired of that kind of question. So this was the answer.
Just pop.
You're just pop. You're not
right?
just a serious, you know.
We're making popular music. It's basically what that message is.
Yeah.
Their album title.
Isn't it like the Louis Armstrong's?
Kind of cool. I don't know.
Words like, I'm doing just pop,
I'm
you know,
just
guys.
This. I'm just doing just jazz. let's take a listen. It's My Aunt Mary's signature song, 공항 가는 길, Way to the Airport. That was My Aunt Mary with 공항 가는 길. This is just the rhythm that everybody wanted to capture. It's perfect. Just the right amount of swing.
Right.
Right?
And the tone. I mean, the guitar,
really good stuff.
The whole sound. And
the sound making was really kind of what blew a lot of musicians away.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The arrangements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but in the end, like Jung Sun-young mentioned.
Yeah.
It was just pop.
Right.
I mean, at the time,
you
music fans have a kind of really unnecessarily severe discussions of what, you know, definition.
It's true. It's funny.
It was basically a waste of time.
Yes.
But it was really, I don't know, we are very serious about music for no reason.
I remember that, too.
Yeah, so what is
discussion.
Alternative?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Why alternative? Yeah. What sets apart, you know, sets alternative pop rock from I don't know, classic rock,
right?
In the 80s, but I mean, but that discussion itself, I mean, that sort of like ambiguity, right, of music, alternative being an alternative modern, because I mean, it is always a kind of relative ideas, right?
Right.
You definitely have a legit classic, you know, music.
Yeah.
Then you have a attitude as an alternative boy, right?
That's
alternative
true.
Musician. So, it was everything.
I mean, I don't blame consumers and listeners for needing a label first to mentally categorize these artists, but being one of those victims of being so categorized in one genre, it's you're grateful, but then it's limiting. And so
Music is music. I mean, the genres, the names,
subgenres. I love the name of their album, though, Just Pop.
Just
it kind of blew my mind a little because I didn't know that's what it's called. But I could hear the strength of their message
their
frustration a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it could be a kind of like a sarcasm there, right?
Should I do that? Should I just name my next album Just Music? Just Gaia, okay?
Madonna already did it. Music.
Not R&B, okay? My goodness, no.
What about just me?
Just me.
I
am my own genre.
I am who I am.
I'm actually not familiar with our last band.
Really?
Yeah.
You remember the group Kona?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Oh, so W in whale W.
Yes.
But it's just W, no whale. That's the W.
Yeah.
Okay.
Without okay. whale, it is Without W.
It's just W. Ah, here we go. And it's just W by itself.
So, yeah. So who is W? In the 90s, yeah. There's a group named Kona.
Yes.
And the leader, it was almost one-man band.
Kona recently has new right. found popularity because of Crash Course yeah. in Romance.
Led by Pae Young-jun. Mm-hmm. He's kind of unknown genius
yes.
in music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all know right now, you know,
sure.
Kona, W, but at the right. time in the 90s,
yeah.
He was like a pretty underrated like a musical genius.
Okay.
He always had a lot of interesting ideas
mm-hmm.
which was not properly
executed.
Mm. You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, totally.
There are always people that you have some genius who
yeah.
always kind of perfect agenda.
Right.
Right? You have ideas,
mm-hmm.
you know, publishing,
yeah.
you know, fame, popularity, you know, they always did everything perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kim Dong-yul.
Sure, yes.
Like
yes.
Jung Seok-won, you know.
The technicians.
Yes. They're just perfect in
right.
every way. But there are always guys like Pae Young-jun
yeah.
who always had a kind of different ideas
right.
from everyone. But somehow, you know, for some reason, it is not properly fulfilled
mm-hmm.
commercially or musically.
I see.
But in the end, I'm really happy,
mm-hmm.
almost grateful
yeah.
that Kona, you know, Pae Young-jun
mm-hmm.
got a kind of second chance
yeah.
with the group
W. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And so he wasn't as popular as his colleagues in the 90s,
right?
But he was all of a sudden kind of became a front runner of Korean indie movement, especially using his kind of unique
right.
way of kind of electronic music and a kind of hybrid sound.
Oh, infusing a lot more different genres.
Exactly.
Nice.
So,
very cool.
You know, 90s, he was one of many.
Uh-huh.
But facing a new millennium,
right.
he
it
became...
It was W. I love that. That's a fun, happy ending story.
Yeah.
Since we are all out of time, let's say quickly goodbye. Goodbye to everybody and goodbye to Youngdae. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And W is going to take us out. Today it's Everybody Wants You. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.